A halachic topic I didn't want to skip over. It's very lach l'maisa. It comes up every Shabbos and perhaps every bris milah. And there's not too much lumnus here, at least I couldn't think of much here. But still, I think it's kedai to spend a day on it. So we're continuing going through the minhag of Hallel, how exactly these different things, the responses between the tzibur and the shlech tzibur, how they were. We learned a number of halachas. And we are up to now, almost halfway down Lamed Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara writes, Hu Omer, the Chazan writes, Hu Omer Ana Hashem Atzlichana, Vehein Omrim Ana Hashem Atzlichana. They respond the same thing. Shim Balich Bal Kofa, that if you wanted to say a pasuk over twice, you're allowed to. Hu Omer Baruch Haba Vehein Omrim B'Shem Hashem. Those are the last two lachas. We have the concept of Shemaya Ka'ona, which Amir Hashem will do tomorrow. And Tosas writes, three line Tosas writes, Hu Amar Anashem, Vehinomim Anashem Ashirna, Hu Amar Anashem Ashirna, Vehinomim Chule. Be'afa Gab Darmin, Megillah, Gmar, Megillah, Chavbez, and also in Brachos, says, Aim Afsikim, Beposuk, Elotinokos. You can't separate a Posuk in half. Any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't separate in half, we're not allowed to separate in half, unless it's for the purpose of teaching children, help them remember better. We're not allowed to. So how are we allowed to separate the pasuk? What's the real pasuk? Ana Hashem, Hoshiana, Ana Hashem, Atzlichana, I think is the pasuk. We're splitting in half. We're saying, Ana Hashem, Hoshiana, then the tzibur responds. Then we say, Ana Hashem, Atzlichana, then the tzibur responds to that. How are we able to split that in half? We're only allowed to split in half for the tinokos. And Tosas Mechadesh here, Hochashani, this particular case in Hallel is different. Shamru Shnei Bnei Adam Kedisa Bari Pesachim. What's the answer? What's he referring to? Well, it was two people. What do you mean by two people? Responsive. Now that's responsive. You're looking at Maram Pesachim. Maram Pesachim here, which talks about Hallel, says as follows. Omer B'Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omer B'Yochanan, Yonason rather. Odecha Ki Ani Sani Omer David. Evan Masr Habanim, Haisal Roshpina, Amar Yishai. Meis Hashem Haisazos, Amru Achiv. Zayam Hashem Asa Hashem, Amar Shmuel. Ona Hashem Ashiana, Amru Achiv. Ona Hashem Atzlichana, Amar David. So these psukim, which are split in half, were said by different people. The way it was originally said and written, it was done by two people. It was written ultimately by Dov and Tillam, but when it was, I guess, seems initially stated, Tosel said, it was initially stated in this response way, so it was said actually initially in parts. Even though it's written as one full pasuk, it's really said back and forth, half and half. And that's why it's permitted. That's what it sounds like. You could say maybe it wasn't said like that, but the fact that someone once upon a time did say it in half, maybe that's why. But he's basically saying that, I'm not sure, okay, right, Tosfos himself doesn't say whether it was initially said that way or not. To me it sounds like it was. I think he's explaining who said these psukim, who was the author, who was the person who said these. So it sounds like the way it was originally said, in such a way. So this, she just tells Tosfos, it's just a very technical answer, you know. That the way it was originally stated is would be a hetter for us, and this Tosfos would be very yeah.
Is Tosfos saying, I mean, the Gemara quote itself quotes these exact
pesukim? Yeah.
Right? So is Tosfos just saying dafko in this case or in general Shnei Bnei Adam it works?
Well, in this situation, is there any other place we have Shnei Bnei Adam?
I mean, possible. If you would like to, I guess.
No. Alan is saying that two people actually say it. That's what Noah was saying, but I think it's when it was originally stated, it was stated by two people. It was originally said in two parts by two different people.
So therefore, nowadays, in this case of Hallel, it can also be said by two people.
Right.
But in other areas, is Tosfos' answer saying that in any situation where you have two people saying one pasuk, based on that idea of, based on the Gemara himself, and now in any situation, you can apply this concept, or only by Hallel, since it was talking in that way, therefore...
I think it's only a case where you find that it was originally stated by two people. So there's only one other case that I could think of, at least. Anybody else? We did a shir on it a couple days ago. Az Yashir, right? Az Yashir was stated in two people, Moshe, Beinu, and Klai, so that is the response back and forth. So this Tosfos, Lechora, should extend to that as well. So, however, Yesh Lechalik, though, maybe it could be Mechai between the way Torah was, the way Torah was ultimately written, and Tilm was ultimately written, which we'll see in a little bit later in the Shittas Miri. Because in the end, you guys can help me out here. What's the problem with separating a pasuk in half that Moshe Rabbeinu or anybody else didn't separate in half? What's the difficulty with that? Mesorah ruining the Torah. It's incorrect. It's not a full statement.
Maybe a
hefsek. Maybe a hefsek also. I think these are all good. Let's go through them again. We said it's ruining the Mesorah, just that we have to have this, the awe and fear for the Mesorah. We said it's you're not saying a full sentence. You're saying something that's incorrect, and then maybe perhaps it's a hefsek. So now, if it's the original way it was said was it's in two parts, so must be that each of these fragments was not a fragment. Each of them had significance to them, so it won't be incorrect to deal with Gary. Same thing with the hefsek. It wouldn't be a hefsek either. Apparently that's the way it was. And wasn't a problem with hefsek then, it won't be a problem with hefsek now. And in terms of Mesorah as well, in terms of Mesorah also wouldn't be an issue. Because that's the way that the Mesorah was. It was done that way initially. Another approach, Rav Chaim Tzelis explained that what's the problem with Kol Psukot Lomaf Pasukin Moshe Rabbeinu, the issue is, I guess it's not kind of like the Mesorah part, maybe what Noah was saying, the Torah part, that the way the Torah was given, or when Torah Shebach Sav at least, it was written in a certain way, we have to learn it and teach it in that same way. We can't do the Torah Shebaal Peh, we can't do it in half, we have to be very limited to the Mesorah the way it's actually written. So he wants to link up the issues that just like Torah, you can't do Torah Shebaal Peh, sorry, you can't say Torah Shebach Sav Baal Peh, you can't say Baal Peh, it was written to give over as the Sefer Torah, you have to read it the way it was written, you can't do Baal Peh, so too you have to read it exactly with the right punctuation when reading it. Something along those lines, which I guess kind of goes to the Torah Mesorah approach. Fine. So in regards to that, fine. So I'm not sure Shittas Tosafot helped it. Shittas Tosafot says if two people initially said it, that won't really help. That won't explain. Shat can't be what we just said. That if it's about the way the Torah is written and given over, so this shouldn't be ahead to the fact that two people initially said it. Who cares that how the story happened? We don't care about how the story, how it actually happened. We care once it was written. So it has to begin over and kept that way. Okay. So that's Shittas Tosafot. And we said it seems to be very limited because there are very limited cases which happened in such a way. Now the
that's also Ksuvim, also Nevi'im or Ksuvim.
Exactly.
It's not Moshe.
So that's
this is not much of a proof.
Not much of a proof. Well, no, I'm saying
this is quote unquote not what Moshe said.
Right.
So,
well, neither is Nevi'im.
Right. So I don't know how that fits in. So you're saying, okay, so how much more so in Torah? Should we not be able to split it up?
Again, when we say the line of Kol Psukot Lo Pasukin and Moshe Rabbeinu, how literal do we take that? Is it really just Moshe Rabbeinu?
Right. I guess that's a question.
Right, that's also a question. So the Me'iri, do you tell the Me'iri? The Me'iri writes us that Ksuvim would not be Bechlal. This concept only applies to the Torah and Nevi'im for some reason. He doesn't explain why, but it doesn't apply to Ksuvim for some reason. So since Tilim and Hal is in Ksuvim, so it wouldn't be an issue. And you're allowed to break up wherever you want.
That's the answer.
That's Miri's answer. And the Magen Avraham brings this down in Siman Tav Chav Beis also, B'Shem Kolbo, I think. So what's Pshat? Why would the Miri limit this concept only to Torah and Nevi'im? And Noah's saying, well, the statement says Moshe Rabbeinu, but still, Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't say Nevi'im. Everyone agrees that Nevi'im would apply to. So it just... It's Lav Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu.
Because everything in the Nevi'im was hinted in. Is that.
Look, Ksuvim Moshe, though, no?
Ksuvim Moshe. Somebody gave a share on that.
That was
you. Was
it me?
Right? Everything in the Nevi'im is hinted in Torah.
It's true. Did I say that, though? Where did I say this?
It wasn't you.
Yeah, I didn't give up the element. Okay. Anyway, so I think Ksuvim Moshe though. So what's pshat with this Miri then? What's pshat with the Miri? Why were you limited to Torah and Nevi'im? So I'm not really sure either. Okay, I'm just kind of throwing the shit this out, and I'm not sure there's any lum that's going on here. Yeah.
I'm not sure about Nevi'im. Torah wasn't given with the Ksuvim. It was just given as set of letters.
That's according to the Gra.
According to
right.
According to the Gra. So basically, you're kind of whoever was metakin, I guess is what Yonah is saying. Whoever was metakin in a certain way, you coming along and establishing that I'm going to stop right here, it's kind of saying I don't hold the Torah, and you're creating your own understanding of the way the Torah was written.
Right. And the question you just alluded to was, so why does the accent in Nevi'im not Ksuvim? Right. So I don't know. Right. As the Chavetz Chaim wanted to say something along these lines. It has to do with the way the Torah was written and was given over in such a way, and that applies to Nevi'im, but it won't necessarily apply to Ksuvim. He says by saying Torah Shechsab Baal Peh may only apply to Torah Nevi'im, not by Ksuvim. So somehow that concept, I don't fully get it though. Yeah.
I don't remember who says it.
Yeah.
But when I was in YU in my Bible 101 class,
yeah.
We learned about the difference. I forgot who gives it a shot, but he says that the Nevi'im was written in Nevuah as opposed to Ksuvim, which is written in Ruach HaKodesh. So maybe like Torah Nevi'im. Torah was written by Moshe who had the highest level of Nevuah, you know, I don't know if he said that, but whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Nevi'im was written in Nevuah, but something that's written in Ruach HaKodesh, you know, it didn't have like a direct, you know, that direct connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu as much as, say, Nevi'im and the Torah did.
Interesting. I think that's probably a great direction to go. Yeah, probably more global understanding of how Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim were written. Okay. So anyway, so in terms of this sugya, this concept, Tosis in the mirror, like basically the only Rishon we have here in Sukkah. So now just to get into some halacha lemaisa that's very very relevant. The Ramah writes in good save. In Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Yud. So the Rama writes, when saying Kiddush, about sitting, standing, what exactly Nusach do you say? He says, Kimas Chilin Yom Hashishi Vayichul Hashemayim, when you start with those words, Nirmat Hashem Barash Yetevos. Why we say you start with Yom HaShishi? Right, we might need some of Eitan's help here. What's the pasuk Yom HaShishi by Echul Hashem? Where does the pasuk begin? Echul, right? Yom HaShishi is not part of the pasuk. Yom HaShishi is the previous pasuk. Why do we start from Yom HaShishi? Because Yud, what? Yud Kevavke. Exactly. Yud Yom HaShishi Hey by Echul Vav Hashemayim. We have Yud Kevavke near Mas Hashem Barosh Tevos. The Rama writes this. So, what's the difficulty with this? Of course.
Splits
it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Yom HaShishi, as Eitan told us, is the end of the last pasuk. Sam Sofer? Sam Sofer. Now you're splitting the Yom HaShishi is the last two words of the previous pasuk. How could you break it up in half? Just for the nice, it's obviously a nice concept to hint to Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we have another problem of Kol Pesuk D'lo Pasukin Moshe Rabbeinu. So Sam Sofer writes in Or HaChaim Siman Yud, he deals with this issue. And so what is the minhag of many places, all the shidurim, where should you really start? Right. So now is that a full... So why do we do it then? But why do we do it by Yehar Boker? Is it the beginning of the pasuk, Eitan?
No, it's the middle pasuk.
No, it's not the beginning of the pasuk, right? Middle of the pasuk. So it doesn't help the problem at all, right? Everyone thinks, Yehar Boker, that's the pasuk, that's why we do it. Incorrect. So, Chassam Sofer writes,
we're all wrong.
So he says, why do we start from Yom HaShishi? Because we want to say Yud Kei Vav Kei. But it's inappropriate. Below Nochel Nahaske Yom HaShishi, you can't start just Yom HaShishi. She'ain bo mashmol shel klum. It doesn't mean anything. It's 6 day. It's not a sentence. It's nothing. So therefore, we say that Yom HaShishi Vayichul Hashemayim in the 6 day, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu ended all the work at the conclusion of the 6 day. Vakarchach Litzrof Vayir Vayvoker. Therefore, we say, and it was the evening Vayir Vayvoker Yom HaShishi. That's a full statement. That's why we start Vayir Vayvoker. But it doesn't help with the problem, though. So why don't we just say the whole pasuk though? Let's say the whole pasuk. What's the whole pasuk, Eitan? You have it in front of you. So why don't we say all that? Start this is the whole pasuk. That'll solve all issues. Take too long. Okay, Gary's very into timing. We know that. We know that. Very efficient. But what's the reason why? Take a tivor. All right, so you start a little. You start. Yeah, you say quietly, quickly. So the reason why I can't start from the beginning, right? The chassam sofer. Bilel Shabbos Kodesh. Bezeh nipnei drashas Chazal. What does tov ma'od mean? Ra'azet mavis. It's a reference to death. So you can't say the whole pasuk because it's a reference to death, and you can't say yom hashishi alone. That's it means nothing. So therefore, hashtu de la'efshar b'ofanacha, since there's no other way to do it, shari lemifsak kra, like you said earlier. That's how you get miyashiv the minog.
Why can't you say the whole pasuk?
Because the kitov mo is a reference to death, and we shouldn't be saying death on Leil Shabbos Kodesh. And this whole concept of saying it's all on a mystical plane here. We say Yom HaShishi because Yud Kei Vavkei. That's already in the realm of Sod. So then once we're in that world of Sod, so then like you shouldn't say Tov Mo'od, you shouldn't mention Maves. So that's why we do Vayer Vayvoker, and only part of the pasuk. So just interesting, we have a little better understanding why we do that now. It's brought down. But I don't know, the Chassam Torah says it. I know we Malach Mishabura, I think, says it, right? Aruch HaShulchan says it, not Mishabura. Either way, it's definitely the custom to say it quietly. Right, so what's Aruch HaShulchan right here? That's what he writes to say in Lachash. That's his answer. Let's see. Reish Ein Aleph Sif Chaf Hei. Right, that, exactly like Jeremy said. V'chalachin, yeshinogu lo mar b'lachash kol ha-pasuk hazeh. The entire thing actually he says to say, not just vayir vayvoker. Against what Gary would like, but the entire pasuk he says, and then umastchilin min yom hashishi b'koram. But yeah, and then just say yom hashishi out loud. V'atam g'day shlo tiyas chal asa b'em sa-pasuk. So Gary, you just missed this for a second. The Aruch HaShulchan paskins, you should say the whole pasuk actually. You should really begin from. Has been by Yarl Kimes Klasher also Avinei Tov Ma'od. Start from there all the Lachash though. So under the breath so they you won't hear it. You won't know it's really long. And again scary though. But I guess Aruch HaShulchan is more concerned with the concept of Kol Psuka as opposed to the issue of mentioning Tov Ma'od, because the Pasha Tov Ma'od is a reference to something good.
Does he think that the end of the pasuk is okay though? Because he says Yom HaShishi is okay out loud. Maybe it's a din in the middle of the pasuk. Is it a strict problem if you start in the middle of the pasuk as opposed to the end of the pasuk?
Right. So I saw he's.
He seems to say Yom HaShishi is okay to say.
Does he say that? I don't know. No, he says you only say that out loud. Yom HaShishi. I don't think he suggests.
But that's still a problem.
Yeah, but since you say right, that's why you have to say the whole pasuk quietly first. That's the Aruch HaShulchan gets out of it. I think most people don't do like the Aruch HaShulchan. I've never seen it. Well, you couldn't really hear if anybody did it, but I never heard of anybody doing this.
People do like here, right?
Yeah, that most people do.
They
yeah, most people do it. Gary doesn't do it. But the Aruch HaShulchan, I never heard of this before. Then the Pisgei Tshuvos brings down some stuff here. Let's get the right Pisgei Tshuvos here. Reish Ayin Aleph. The Ramah brings it down to say Yud Kei Vavkei. Right, so then the Pisgei Tshuvos brings down the Yesh Cholkim, the Nishmas Adam. Shkosin she'ena min ha'kein. We shouldn't be concerned with this at all, with the breaking out the pasuk. Why not? Because the Dafka b'derech kriyas psukim yesh lahak b'dakach. Only when you're reading psukim in the Torah and the Tanakh are we concerned about b'derech tefila mutter. We're saying with Taras tefila and davening. It shouldn't be a concern. Because he understands the whole Kol Psuk, the Lopaskin Moshe, is a din in the way it was learned, the way it was given over as a ksiva, as a kriya. But what you're saying, Bitar's tefillah, that's not an issue of kriya anymore, and there's no problem of breaking up Sukkim in half. And that's Pshat in the Nishim of Adam. And for those who don't say Vayir Vayvoker, that would be, this would be the explanation.
Use it to answer Tosus Kasha also.
Answer Tosus Kasha as well, that. Here, Tiros, exactly. Hallel is not Vitor's Kriya, which is subject to Machlokas Rishonim, though. Right, so that would, if you assume it's the first Shiram, the Torah, Tefillah, all that stuff, but there's a Tosfos later on, what, Membeis or something, the Rabbeinu Tam, who compares Halal to Kriyas Torah B'Tzibur. So it still may pose a problem to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, fine. So that's in regards to Kiddush Friday night. So anybody here anyone here not say Vayir Vayivoker? Anybody know? Does anybody here say Vayir Vayivoker?
I know someone that says the whole bunch.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. It's your minug?
No, not mine.
Is it a minug he has from his family, or just he learned the sugya and then he felt more comfortable with that? Interesting. Do you know which from where his rabbanim are, or you don't want to say?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Interesting. Okay. We'll talk after Shir about that. Okay. Sounds very intriguing. And then we go on to the Mishnah Berurah in regards to Kiddush Bayom. Like what do people say here for Kiddush Yom? That's it, Bar Pir Gafen. Okay? That is simple. And you got Vishamu? You say Vishamu? Wow, that's very long. Definitely don't say Zachar, also. What does anybody else do here? Shamu? Akein? Just Akein? Shamu? You say Bracha, just Bar Pir Gafen? You say everything. You say everything. You must be very hungry. Like you go 9:15 minion, and then like. Okay, where is this Mishnah Berurah? Reish Pei Tes Sifkat and Beis I have here. Ah, here we go. So Yesh Nogin Liftach B'Tchila Pasuk V'Shamru. Oh, Zachar, either one. I don't see anywhere both, but either one. V'yeshu poschin me'al kein beirach. V'shlo kadinhu. Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't say just al kein. Who said al kein here? Says you should not say al kein here. Oh, we'll get there, we'll get there. I'm not calling anybody out. You shouldn't say al kein, the Mishnah Berurah writes. Why? D'chol psuka d'lo paskin Moshe onan lo paskinon. That's a problem. So that's why you say v'shamer. So what are some heterim for this? Ah, right. So what? Let's look for a second. Let's see what Aruch HaShulchan writes for a moment. Aruch HaShulchan writes, Reish Pei Tes Gimel. Jeremy, what does he say? You're all over this. What? Are you looking at this one? Oh, okay. So Aruch HaShulchan writes, they ate on this for you. V'yeshim aschilin al kein beirach, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, im kyu b'emsa pasuk, doesn't make difference, it's in the middle of pasuk, den kavanasa lahafsik, alahakim dvarim. Your intentions are not to break the pasuk in half, your intentions are to give a hakdama to, I think that's what it means, to say hakdama of some sort prior to saying the bracha.
It's pretty weird hakdama. I'm just saying the words. Therefore what?
You know, we're saying Din of Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos.
Is it Pasuk
yeah.
From
Some say Mizmor of David before?
Oh, sorry.
Really, that's what they say? Okay. And Yesh Amu Parshas Bazikin. Oh, but then here for the seagulls though, look what the seagulls say. Aval migmar sham muchach lehedya shelo amu shum davar rak pischa bebirkas hagefin v'shasu. The seagulls come out on top. The Aruch HaShulchan says, from the Gemara, it sounds that you shouldn't say anything. Just say the bracha.
I think the bracha.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think that's
going to happen. Okay. So yeah, there are a number of issues, but for our particular sugya we're doing now, it's called a sugya. The Aruch HaShulchan mechadesh, you're not coming to be mafsik it. You're just coming to be makdim dvarim to a kiddush, so we're not really so concerned. You're not doing a mamish, like a ma'isa kriya. It's similar to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chai Adam who wrote earlier that b'taras tefillah is okay. Here too, it's not b'taras tefillah, it's b'taras hakdama. That too wouldn't be subject to this this issue. Yeah.
Then them in Mafsika Mizuh, they did it only in Hamira, or Shikur. Is there also kind of Mafsika?
Ah, that's very interesting. So, there's a Gemara Gittin, I think it's that Vav, that talks about when you need Sirtut, like to put like the lines on the cloth on the shrimp sukkim. And the Gemara that writes, when the person wrote a letter, and Amar wrote a letter, if it's like three words, you have to write Sirtut. If it's two words, you don't have to write Sirtut. And the Gemara says, well, you bring a ride from that guy? It's like an interesting Gemara. Well, who said we passing like that guy? So, but they're talking about, but that Gemara is clear, you could write three words of a pasuk for an Igeris, for a letter of some sort. So I didn't learn the sugya there with this in mind, but that would be the place to look. I don't think it's an issue during the ksiva, but igaret might be different already. Writing a letter and greetings might be different than like for Sefer Torah, of course. Obviously,
Sefer. Because that wedding invitation, like writing full pasuk might be an issue of Shemus, so you can write just the chapter said, you just write part of the pasuk.
Right.
I was wondering if that's the name of
the sequel. Right. So I guess based on the Gemara Gittin, it seems that would be allowed for a letter. This would be a letter, an invitation. So that would be allowed. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Aleph, which we don't have. Mary Cohen, put it back. Yes. So Nun Aleph, Sif Katan Tes. So this brings Hebrew what? Tess, I think it's Tess. He brings a well-known minhag. For those of you who have been to Bris Milah, I think he talks about that here. I thought this was. Is that right, Sifkat and Tess? Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe it's... I'm not sure where the Mishnah Berurah is. But it's talking about on a... on Bris Milah, there's a minhag that the Moel and the Tzibur go back and forth splitting up Az Yashir. Have you guys seen that before? Heard that before?
No,
never, really? I've done it in Ashkenaz shuls. Yeah. Yeah, they do this. Some of the Moelim do this. Anyway, so what's chat with this minhag? How are you able to split the psukkah up in half at a Bris Milah? It's like Tosos. The way it was originally done that way, so that would be permitted. Also, you could say that Pesukah de Zimra is not Bataras Kriya, it's Bataras Tefillah. Right, so he quotes here many poskim, Magen Avraham, this Psicha, this Min Reish Pei Beis writes, that the only Isser Lahafzik is only Bekriyas Pesukim, but not when you say Derech Tefillah Shevach, or Derech Hesaurus Trino Bakasha, when you're saying it in such a way of davening or singing, that would be permitted. Also, he quotes he doesn't quote who it is, but I think it's a Rav Moshe, that there's no Isser when you're saying a part of a pasuk in a drasha. You're not saying the drasha is Kriyas Pesukim, you're saying a part of your drasha, you're quoting part of this pasuk, that too isn't a problem. Others say that it's only a problem when you're saying it, when you're trying to be moti the tzibur in a kriya. I mean, I could be coloring my own. If I'm reading from the Sefer Torah, it would be problematic to stop. But he says, no, it's only problematic when you're doing kriyas Torah, but say it's tzibur, to be moti the rabbim. Brings other posts can say that's the issue. And then who is this who brings this? The Magen Avraham here writes, that so why is it like Az Yashir, why is it permitted? So basically like Tosus was saying, since originally when it was said, Moshe Rabbeinu and Klai Yisrael said half and half, back and forth, like what Yoni was saying, so that's why Az Yashir would be allowed to be said in the Pesukei Zimra, back and forth, because that's the way it originally was said. Others are Mechadesh, it's Chassam Sofer brings this minhag, that I mentioned it, but I wasn't so into this, that some say, whenever there's an Esnachta, that's like a Gemara Pasuk. And that's an interesting lumdus in terms of Esnachti. What?
When we were talking about the Kiddush thing.
Yeah?
Started, I said, oh no, because it's an Esnachti. It's like Gemara Pasuk.
I missed that. Oh.
I said it under my breath.
Oh. Belachash, Vayi Vayi Voker. So, whenever there's an Esnachti, this is the Minhag brought down in Chassam Sofer, it's like a Gemara Pasuk. So, Yesh Lachko, is Esnachti really, is that really a Gemara Pasuk? Is it really just part of the trup? Well, everyone has it. It's like a comma. I'm not sure if it's a Gemara Pasuk, but that's some posts can say that. And this is a very interesting one, which would explain Al Kain Berach. Some say, quote, the Tshuvas Tzvi Tiferes, and others, that only when you start from the beginning of the pasuk and end is it problematic. But if you start in the middle of the pasuk and then go to the end of the pasuk, that would not be a problem.
So the following point sounds like in both sheets, like in your facts and for reading, you'd have to go, you have to do pasuk by pasuk. Like one full pasuk.
Well, I don't know. And the Gemara and Megillah allows it for litinokos when children are learning. So not to call us children, but we don't know the Torah by heart. We're still learning. It's not a hetter for children. It's a hetter for people who are learning to read. So I would assume it would be permitted for practicing learning. That's what I would assume. What else is out here? And also, if you break in the pasuk with the intention of finishing it, let's say you're saying the pasuk and then you have to answer Amen or Yeshmir Abba, whatever it is, so that's not a problem. Because your intentions are to finish it, so even though you took a hefsek, still that would be permitted. You bring some poskim who say that. So that's an interesting question, actually.
Somebody wrote it down. I think in the
Chai Adam. I didn't look at him inside, but he discussed that.
He says, yeah, if you make a mistake, you don't have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. If it's at the end of the pasuk, you just go back to where you made the mistake from.
Because I guess you're considered, you had in mind to finish the whole pasuk in the first place.
Exactly.
If you said Hashem's name, then they tell you to finish the pasuk and then repeat it again. That's generally what they say. If I said, he said, even if Shem Hashem,
he said,
the minhag usually, if you said Shem Hashem and then there was a mistake, they just advise you to finish the pasuk. Because if you say half a pasuk with Hashem Hashem, so that's a problem. More so than the other issues. All right, anyway, so there are a number of other issues he brings up here. Yeah, that's for, I guess, some food for thought for everybody. Basically, all the kiddush we do Friday night and Shabbos there are basically okay. We have a few minutes. Let's just begin the Shemayak Onesigya. A real Gishmak Sigya should take us a couple of days. Maybe we'll carry into the beginning of next week. So, we read the Gemara that the sixth and final thing we learned from the Minhag of Hallel is that the Chazan says Baruch Haba, and the Tzibur responds B'Shem Hashem. And the Khan, the Shemayak Onesigya, from here we learn that if you listen to the Chazan, it's as if you actually answered. So, Boy, my name is Rabbi Chiyah Ba'Abba. He asks some Shem of Lo'ana, what if you heard but you didn't respond Amen or something? What's the din? Amar Lo, he says to them, Hachimi, Visafriya, Varishama, the wise men, the Sofrim, the heads of the nations, Vidarshe, the Darshanim, Amru, they all say, Shem of Lo'ana, Yatsa, if you hear and you don't respond, you're still Yotze. Itmar Nami, Amar Rishimin Bar Pazi, Amar Yeshub and Levi, Rishim Bar Kapara, Minai, Lishamayak Onid. How do you know what's the source that Shemaya is Ka'onev? The Chsiv es. The things that Yoshio read. Did Yoshio really read these things? Didn't Shafan read them? It's called the Ma'ila. Since Yoshio heard it, it was as if he actually read it. The Gemara writes, Vidilma basa de Karanu Shafan kar Yoshio. Maybe Yoshio repeated word for word after him and he himself also read it. So Amar v'Acha bar Yaakov lo saka daitach. You wouldn't have thought such a thing. D'chsev yan yirach levavcha v'tichna l'pnei Hashem b'shamecha. Es hadrim ha'ila. It says b'shamecha v'lo b'karecha. That he heard, not that he read. He did not actually read it. He only heard it. But we considered it as if he actually read it. So that's the Gemara. That's the source of Shemayak Onah. How exactly does Shemayak Onah work? So here comes the well-known Rashi. Rashi writes, Hu omer baruch haba v'heim amrim b'shem Hashem. We're so mech on the chazan when he says Baruch Haba, even though we don't say it. Vein onen, lo atevos atma v'lo haluka. We don't say the words themselves, we don't say haluka either. Mikan nilma, from here we learn the Sheini Yodea, someone who doesn't know, lo likros lo la'ano, someone who doesn't know how to read, someone who doesn't know how to answer. Im shama v'chivan libo lishma, if he hears and has intention to listen, to be mechavin, to be yotze, apa pishlo ono, even though he doesn't answer anything, yotze. He's yotze simply for listening. V'chein l'mispalim b'tzibor, so to people who daven b'tzibor, v'shleach tzibor omer kaddish o yeshmer abba, yishtiku, you can be quiet b'tfilas, and while davening shmer esra, you just be quiet, v'yishmu, b'chavana, you listen, paying attention, v'harehen ka'onim, it's as if you actually said it, uchshiyigmar kadusha yichazu. When you hear kadusha, so when kadusha is finished, you go back to your tefilasan. V'chein yasid Rabbi Yehuda, go and baalachas gedolos. Fine. So Rashi advises you that if you're saying Shmoneh Esrei and it's up to Kedusha or Kaddish, you should stop saying Shmoneh Esrei. Listen to what the Chazan's saying. Have Kavanah for listening while you're listening, and your Yotze as if you answered Kaddish and Kedusha. Tosis there doesn't like this. Tosis quotes Rashi. Halfway down he writes, V'kosher me'hov the Amirinon b'perek mishamesu. Gemara in Brachos writes, Im yachol lahaskil, if you have to start Uligmor, actually, if you could start and finish everything before the Shliach Tzibur says Kedusha, therefore you could take Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur, you should go ahead and daven. In other words, you get to Shul late. They're davening, right? Everyone's silent. You look over someone's shoulder, you see where they're up to. So if you think, oh no, I could start davening now, move at a nice pace, having Kavanah, and I'll finish it in time for when the Shliach Tzibur is up to Kedusha, so then you should start davening so you can say Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur. However, but if you can't catch up, if you're going to still be in silent Shmoneh Esrei when the Chazan's up to Kedusha, you shouldn't daven, you should just wait. Okay? Why do you have to do this? According to Rashi, you should daven regularly, just even though you're late, just start davening Shmoneh Esrei. When you get to Kedusha, even though I'm still davening silent Shmoneh Esrei, I should just be quiet and pay attention to Kedusha. And I'll be Yotze according to Rashi. I don't have to actually say Kedusha. I can just listen during my silent Shmoneh Esrei. Elavade Tosas writes, Im hayashosek hayisa shmiyasa hafsekes tefilaso. Now the problem is, if I'm silent during my Shmoneh Esrei and I listen to Kedusha, it's going to be a hafsek. Therefore, the end, Tosas writes, however, Umi ushema perhaps avagav the shemek oneh mikol makom oneh. Maybe it's possible listening is like answering, but maybe it's better even to answer than listen. So unclear how Tosis, what he's doing. Before we get to Tosis' final answer, what's the machlokas Rashi Tosis here? I guess which is what to think about whether or not you should stop during your silent Shmoneh Esrei to listen to Kedusha or not. If it's hefsek, okay, so what's the basis of that, whether is it hefsek or not a hefsek?
Exactly.
So do we take it literally, Shomek Onem Mamish, as if you're answering, and therefore if you talk during Shmoneh Esrei, it's like when you have sick? Or no, Shomek, it's not Onem, we consider it as if you're Yotze, as if you answer, but we don't view it as Mamish answering, it's not really Mamish have sick. That's one approach. What's the other angle to look at it? From a have sick perspective. Right. How would you understand have sick? Even according to Rashi, only a mamish. Maybe they both agree.
Okay.
Let's assume they. I guess let's discuss more tomorrow. You have to first say it, assume how they understand Shemek Oneh, and then understand Hefsek. But the two approaches are: how do we understand Hefsek? How do we understand Shemek Oneh?